second stage. This stage starts at Capesaro and ends on Campo Santa Maria Mater Domini. This stage takes 60 minutes. When you leave Capesaro, turn left and walk along the Fondamenta. That is a street next to a canal. And from this Fondamenta, you will see on your right hand side the facade of a palace named after a mystical lamb represented on its facade. So it is Palazzo Agnus Dio, dating from the 14th century. If you would like to have a better view of Palazzo Pesaro, then stop for a minute on the bridge at the end of Calle Tiozzi. Then you will realize that the facade lined with Istrian stone facing the Grand Canal is actually going on the flanks on the narrow canal, which is most unusual for Venetian architecture. Now you can retrace your steps by passing Calle del Forno to Fondamenta Rimpetto Mocenigo, which means facing the Mocenigo Palace. The House of Mocenigo is an ancient, no longer existing family in town, which, just to give you an idea, gave to the Republic 7 doges. You proceed by walking across Campiello Leo Spessier to reach Campo Santa Maria Mater Domini. This is an extraordinary small square whose architecture shows us the development of Gothic architecture from the 13th to the 14th century. The shops and the workshops is all still remained untouched, as if time had never passed by this small square. This is where you find two of the three artisans still working according to the ancient tradition. The first one is a mask workshop, and the second one is a book printing workshop. On this Campo Santa Maria Mater Domini, you can appreciate the traditional structure of the Venetian palace, what is called the Fondaco House. Fondaco is a trading center, and the house is meant as living quarters. So a Venetian Fondaco would have the showrooms and the shops on the ground floor, whereas the owner would live, the merchant usually, would live on the second floor. There is an expression still in use in town, which is casa e bottega. Bottega is the warehouse and casa is home. So such an example is, for instance, Cazane, built in the 13th century and in a style which was no longer used afterwards, apparently because of the high danger of fires in town. Opposite Cazane, there is an example of later times, 14th century, built in Gothic style. On the square, you find small cafes where you could actually have an aperitif, such as the famous spritz, or just enjoy a good glass of red or white wine together with the traditional and world-famous finger food in town called cicchetti. This is a tradition which has been going on for ages, to have a snack, to have a glass of wine, and to enjoy the good company, have a good laugh with your friends.